How this goes, we are going to have a public hearings for local building authority meeting right now. And so we need a recommended motion to enter into a meeting of the governing board of the local building authority.
I move that we enter into a meeting of the local building authority.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We are now the governing board of the local building authority. Okay. Is this one?
Yep.
So we'll open the meeting to those from the private sector who want to discuss the board regarding the issuance of lease revenue bonds and the economic impact of the improvements, facility, or property financed.
I have one person wants to comment.
Is that in the regular or is this now?
That's right now.
Okay. So for public comment, we have Rochelle coming up. So we have like 3 minutes. Thanks for coming.
The only person that showed up tonight.
We are glad you're here.
So anyways, my understanding is you guys want to issue some more lease revenue bonds, and I guess it's not going to be another property tax increase because it's included in what you guys did before. My issue is solely with the issuance of lease revenue bonds. So I believe when you have a property tax increase, it needs to be GO bonds. And that's in the Constitution for the state of Utah. The legislature did a workaround some years ago, basically said you can use lease revenue bonds. But for me, lease revenue bonds go around the voter. The voters should have the right to say whether they want their property taxes increased or not. And lease revenue bonds, I mean, what you're saying is we're leasing a portion of the building to a business and or an entity who's then paying for the lease, who's paying for the debt. And in reality, us taxpayers, we're the leasee, we're paying for it. It's an absolute workaround. Other states do it all the time, and they get sued on it, and they usually win. The other thing with lease revenue bonds is you can't put the general fund on the hook. So that's another thing with GO bonds. You have to get voters' approval if you're going to put the general fund on the hook. So I don't like it. I think that we should care about what the community thinks. We should listen to the community and say, hey, I can't afford another tax increase on my property. I'm paying for this and that and that as part of the community. And even if you don't like the fact that people might vote them down because maybe they just can't afford it, I think that they should be GO bonds and it should go before the people. And I hope in the future you stop doing lease revenue bonds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. Any other comments, rebuttals?
Is there anybody from the business? I know that was the first part. Did we close that part? Sorry, I know they're very similar, but the two hearings we had to have, one was for businesses that are impacted by this, and then the general public, of course. So I just want to make sure
nobody else.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion on any of this?
Just on the last one.
End one. And
so a motion to close the public hearings?
There's no other comments.
Yeah, at the end.
So I'll need a motion to close the public hearings and reconvene as the Board of Education.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing and reconvene as the Board of Education.
Second.
Let's go back to that motion. Public close the recommended motion for the board to consider to be close the public hearing of the local building authority, right? Did I not say that right?
Yep.
And then reconvene as the board, two different entities.
Yep, I move that we close the public hearing of the local building authority and we reconvene as the Board of Education.
Mitchell motions.
I'll second.
Taylor seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So now we are back as the Board of Education. And we have Gene Madsen of Hughes Construction to talk about the post-bid review.